Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Hi, Fred Nelson for a community comment. The following words or phrases mean one thing. Can you tell me what it is? Consider these: spread, Jacob's supper, faith supper, covered dish supper, dish party, bring and share, shared lunch, pitch in, carry in, bring a plate, dish to pass, and fuddle. You have probably guessed by now that they all refer to potluck. Potlucks go back many years and are still popular to this day. Potluck lunches and dinners can be organized by a small group, such as a family, or they can consist of large groups, such as churches and lodges or most any other organization. Sharing a meal with family and friends is an informal way to enjoy the company of others and bring people closer together. Looking back over the years, there have been a few changes as to preparing the food involved and its presentation. Years ago, food selection was limited to what the housewife might have on hand, but the food was lovingly prepared as the dish would represent a family and the person who prepared it. A woman could be very popular and demand much respect by her peers if the dish was tasty, using the finest ingredients. No better place to exchange recipes so the lady of the house could take home a new recipe and dazzle her family with a tasty meal. Hot dishes and casseroles, for instance baked beans or a tamale pie, were always popular and still are. So are some types of Jell-O salad. Macaroni and potato salads have been also popular over the years. Then, of course, the dessert, pies, cakes, and cookies. Imagine, if you will, the early days of the wood and coal-fired cook stove. The stove had to be brought up to cooking temperature, and the cooked food had to be kept hot until serving time. No doubt the location of the potluck affair was not just around the corner from the house, so there were transportation and insulation problems. In today's potluck world, the participant can visit his or her favorite deli, picking out a prepared potato or macaroni salad, or maybe some fried chicken or cold cuts. Other options might be a prepared vegetable platter or a fruit salad. Drop by the bakery for cakes and pies or some other sweet goodie that you might consider. Now, that does not hold true with all participants. There are still those ladies that will take the time and effort to prepare potluck dishes the old-fashioned way, and my hat is off to them. Next time you attend one of these affairs, if you arrive early enough, watch those ladies who bring in their homemade dishes and see how they fuss over the presentation on the table. If you find a person who made one of the special dishes, why not give her a compliment? She deserves one. Fred Nelson for a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.